You know, that's a really big thing for a band from Chicago to go down to a Southern event and place 10 out of 125 bands. Don't underestimate it. That's very, very hard.
Everybody said, where are you from? You're from, like, Chicago? We didn't know there was bluegrass up there. So there used to be about 50 years ago, and we've still been doing it, but we just didn't tell anybody about it. But we're here now.
So,
yeah. Chip. You gotta love him. I love him. Don't you love Chip? How about a big hand? You put it on the line to make your thing. I love him. I got good stories about Chip. Anybody ever see Chip play banjo? I'll give you a quick one. Chip plays banjo like 60 hippies used to play their guitar. He wears it down around his knees. Since pushing this band, I've traveled all over the country, and even with Chip, we've gone over to Finland, and I've seen a lot of banjo players. I've never seen anybody wear his banjo like Chip wears his banjo. And somebody asked me, why does Chip wear his banjo that way? And it made me think about when we were doing bad things down in his basement when we were in high school. And Chip's dad, Thorpe, was a really, well, you'd understand where Chip got it from if you ever met his dad. And after a hard day, the last thing Thorpe really wanted was to hear banjo being learned and practiced in his basement. And Chip grew up with a silver spoon. He says he lived just over there, but no, Chip lived on, you know, east of Sheridan Road. And when I met Chip, he had three of the biggest, baddest ass Rottweilers that were about 130 pounds. They were crazy. They were psycho. One day, right about 2 weeks after I met him, they had to kill him because he attacked the mailman for like the fifth time. But it wasn't like these dogs did it on their own, because Thorpe used to enjoy working the dogs. And after he'd yell like two or three times, if anybody ever saw Bill Murray and Where the Buffalo Roam, it was a thing on Hunter S. Thompson. He had an effigy on his wall. When he'd get frustrated, he had writer's block. And it was a picture, it was an effigy of Richard Nixon. And he used to tell his Dobermans, he'd go, Nixon! And the dogs would lunge and savagely tear out his crotch. Thorpe thought this was great. And as a result, when we didn't shut up, he would put the dogs on us. And that was why Chip wears his banjo down here. That's true. Here's a, I'm gonna kick this off so we get some music going here. This is an old English ballad, and put this one on the last CD, and it's kind of nice, and it represents basically where bluegrass came from. And there was a lot of Scottish-Irish songs that jumped across the pond, and 200 years ago, they still are playing them, and it became Americanized. This is one called The Butcher Boy.